Let's say you and I are bargaining or negotiating, and then I tell you I can't pay that price. I should absolutely stay strict with that number, right? Because if I move from it, let's say I'm willing to pay more, wouldn't that make me look like a liar? Because I said I can't do it, but then here I am saying, okay, I can pay a little bit more. So I'm just wondering, if I say I can't do that, should I absolutely mean it and not move from it? Because if I don't, I'm afraid I'll look like a liar. Long-term relationship might be damaged.
That's a great question. Okay, so if you are the one who's saying, I can't do that, which I think is the angle you're coming at it from, right? If I was saying it, and if you were saying it, what I would suggest is pretty much exactly what you said, not to move off the number, right? When we do not say things in the attempt to manipulate, we say things in attempt to influence and then let people know what our positioning is. If that's your true position and you want to be honest about your position and you go to that number and that's it, then I would suggest sticking to that, which is part of what the phases of no that we're getting into here in a second, right, will address. So personally, I would say, yeah, if you're going to do that, stick to it, live by it, don't come off it. Right. Use tactical empathy to say, I know I'm a jerk. I know this makes me sound terrible. I would imagine that you're thinking all these horrible things about me since I said that. Right. Like hit them heavy with those things. Now, vice versa. Right. Flip side. You're dealing with somebody else who says, I just can't do that. Now, I'd love to say that more often than not, those people are being honest. They are genuinely exhibiting that they can't move any further. Unfortunately, we also all know that that's not always the case, right? There are those people out there that is technically a category that people who use a phrase like that fall into. But unfortunately, we know more often than not, it's probably a manipulative thing, or it's another way to, when people don't know how to exhibit it physically or with their voice or in an emotional standard, this idea of he or she who cares least wins, right? That's how people will try to articulate that with those words. I just can't go any further. And then you get them to move a little bit more. Perfect example of this is like Pawn Stars. I don't know if anybody's ever watched Pawn Stars. They are a great show to watch when it comes to, like, if you just want quick repetition on what human beings look like as they're going through into the emotional roller coaster of bargaining. What are some real simple things that people react to? Pawn Stars is a great thing to watch. And I would suggest, like, go on YouTube, type in like Pawn Stars, like craziest deals. And you can spend 5 minutes watching like 10 straight bargaining scenarios and really watch how people tick, which is really interesting. But there's somebody who does that. They go, that's my bottom line, right? 22,000. Like, oh, how about you do 24? No, 22,000. I can't go any further. And then they come up to like 22.5 or something before it's all said and done. And so that's another place where if you're getting that, responding with a form of tactical empathy is always going to be more effective than using a number. Something to the effect of, it sounds like you're getting a lot of pressure internally. It seems like I've put a lot of pressure on you as a result of making that ask, right? And then throw in more accusations on it. I'm sure that I look terrible. I'm sure that makes me look really greedy. I'm sure it makes me look like I'm trying to be uncollaborative on purpose, right? Hit all those things. And then for the purposes of the exercise we're talking about right now, right? What's the no-oriented question or the thought-shaping question that you throw on the back end of that tactical empathy to get them to come off that, this is as far as I can go. Now, in the rare case that they fall into the category of being completely honest, they'll probably start to get a little angry, but not really angry. The people that escalate from 0 to 100 right away, that instantly go from being, maybe they were a little bit angry the whole negotiation, and now they're spilling over the top. Or they've been completely calm the whole negotiation. Now we've gotten to the price discussion, and they immediately are going boiling over. That is a tactic. That is all that is. People have those individuals, and more often than not, assertive types. They have learned that they can make people move, take any sort of movement whatsoever just by exhibiting so much anger. What's really interesting about these people, and this is kind of a separate topic, is those are also generally the ones that say, I like to keep emotion out of business, right? Business is not an emotional thing. And then they come in and go, ah, rah, 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 rah. And it's like, what's happening here? The hypocrisy is hurting my brain right now. But great question, Chris, right? If we're using it, stick to it, be honest about it. We are never going to condone lying. And then if it's the flip side, you get it from the other side, chances are they're probably not honest. What else do we use to kind of combat that? It's going to be a form of tactical empathy combined with a label, ignoring the question, thought shaping question, which you all are going to work on right now.